Sometimes we can compartmentalize our practice of the faith, and by that I mean only think of God on Sunday. And we do that sometimes with other activities that we are involved in. I work during the week, I do my finances in order to pay my bills and to live within a budget. Socialization happens on Friday evening or the weekend. I study if I'm a student. I'm involved in sports. And I talk about that because even Jesus experienced that attitude of compartmentalization from those who were questioning him, trying to trip him up. We remember that last week we heard how they asked him the question about paying taxes to Caesar. And his wise answer indicated that everything belongs to God. And therefore, even what is owed to Caesar is ultimately God's. Therefore, every activity of our life pertains to God. So the religious leaders in today's gospel are trying to trip him up again, as there are many, many laws in the Jewish code of faith, in addition to the Ten Commandments, asking him, which is the greatest of all the laws? And Jesus, again, responds in a way which causes them to go beyond their compartmentalized thinking. And he responds with more than just one answer. The first is to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And this means respecting the name of God, keeping his day special or sacred. Loving God means being in ongoing, constant relationship with the Lord in our prayer life. And it means keeping the laws or the Ten Commandments that God has given to us. Jesus goes further by linking this greatest of commandments with a second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the love of God and love of neighbor are inextricably bound to one another. If we follow the law of loving God but don't love our neighbor, we're really wasting our time. If we love God who is divine but hate our neighbors who are human, we are fooling ourselves about our faith. Why are these two loves so tightly connected? Because we believe that Jesus is the God-man, and in him come together divinity and humanity. It is impossible to love him as God without loving the humanity that God has created and embraced in Jesus the Christ. So as we struggle to live the Christian life, we can so easily compartmentalize love of God and love of neighbor. We can do good things, pray our Catholic devotions, but if we don't have love of neighbor, Jesus is indicating we are less than. There's always an opportunity to grow, however, and we have a link in today's Mass that the Church has given us by linking this teaching of Jesus about the two loves with the Exodus reading. And it is from the Israelites' experience in slavery in Egypt. There was the reality that God is compassionate and protective of the weak. No one is to take advantage of them or to imprison them in a relentless cycle of dependence. Saying in the first reading, you, indicating people of Israel, cannot be in the covenant with the Lord, but also maltreat those who are under your protection, the widows, the orphans, the strangers, the migrants, those you owe money to, and those who are alone and defenseless. God reminds them that they were once aliens and were maltreated by the Egyptians. Remember that God freed you from this slavery, and therefore you are not to oppress the foreigner in your midst, but to treat the foreigner with mercy and kindness. God is love and created us in love and in essence to love others. This is the great ideal of the gospel. Love is incarnated in Jesus the Christ, and our Lord showed us that love is also made flesh in us as we imitate his kind of love. And this is the most authentic desire of our hearts and the dream of God for humanity. Something that I have occasionally experienced in my life as a priest is that many people do not know deep in their soul that they are loved immensely by God, sins and all. They live out their faith, believing that somehow they must earn God's love. I know that God loves me personally and loves you personally and unconditionally. And God's divine love for me empowers me to give it away as a gift in the form of loving my neighbor. On our own, on my own, according to the ways I believe that I can do this, I know that I fall short in this great commandment, or these two linked great commandments. Love of neighbor comes about through the grace of God, and we cooperate with God's grace given to us in the sacraments, especially in the Holy Eucharist and in reconciliation. It is the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist that makes it possible to love as Jesus loved, because we receive Jesus in the maximum expression of his love as he offered himself to the Father out of love for us on the cross. The Eucharist gives us strength and courage to love those who hate us, those whom we consider enemies. Let us continue to strive to grow in this twofold commandment of Jesus the Christ, with love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, because the whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. For those of you who are in Our Lady of Fatima Parish, you know that we are in the midst of our month of stewardship, and this is the commitment weekend, and so a little baggie with the form and a pencil has been put into your pew pockets, and I ask you to take them out at this time. Many of you, a great number, or a record number, have already returned them, and we are so grateful for that. And on the English side, there is a little form that we are inviting you to fill out today, if you have not already done so, as a commitment, your way of loving this community and committing to loving it by time, talent, and treasure. Even if you can't commit to time, talent, and treasure, I draw your attention to the bottom line, which says, I want to make a personal commitment to increase my time in prayer, this love of God commandment that we heard about in the gospel today. And if for some reason you have a new address, new phone number, or a new email, and would like us at Our Lady of Fatima to have it, I especially invite you to write that on the form at this time. And the way we are going to do this, as this process with the baggies was indicated to us by the diocese, is when you're done, even if you are not filling it out today, is to put everything back together in the baggie, seal it up, and on your way out of the narthex, out of the church, on either side of the there are two tables and three baskets, one for the regular parish collection, one for the second collection this weekend for our church or school in Haiti, and then the parish commitment forms. So that, just to draw your attention to that little detail, will help us greatly. However, we'll figure it out if somebody messes up. Thank you, and God bless you for your generosity and love of our parish community here at Our Lady of Fatima.